This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior World Health Organization official said on Thursday the Israeli military and Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to three separate zoned three-day pauses in fighting in the Gaza Strip to allow for the vaccination of some 640,000 children against polio.
We call on all parties to pause, of course, the fighting to allow children and families to safely access health facilities and community health outreach workers to get the children who cannot access health facilities for polio vaccination.
Rick Pieperkorn, the World Health Organization senior official for the Palestinian territories, also said the vaccination campaign is due to start on Sunday. But for some children, it came too late. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Baby Abdul Rahman, days away from his first birthday and should be learning to walk. But at just 9 months of age, he became Gaza's first recorded polio case in 25 years. His mother, Naveen Abu Al-Jidyan, says he was born just weeks before the war began. And because they had been displaced from one place to another, he did not have all his routine infant vaccinations. Since 1988, cases of polio have declined by 99% worldwide, thanks to mass vaccination campaigns and efforts to continue to eradicate it completely.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukraine's top commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, said on Thursday he spent several days in the eastern Pokrovsk front and described fighting there as exceptionally tough. Russia has been pressing hard towards the strategic hub of Pokrovsk in recent months, steadily inching forward, and it hasn't slowed since Russia's surprise incursion into Russia's western Kursk region. This is VOA News. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić has announced a $3 billion deal to buy 12 French warplanes, shifting his country away from dependence on Russian arms. The announcement was made on Thursday at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, who is visiting Serbia. Macron called the deal historic and praised Serbia's quote-unquote strategic courage. Russia has been a traditional supplier of military aircraft to Serbia, which has refused to join sanctions against Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine. Chinese lending to Africa rose for the first time in years in 2023. New research by Boston University's Global Development Policy Center showed on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Kate Bartlett reports.
The Boston University paper found a couple of trends when analyzing China's loans to 8 African countries and 2 regional financial institutions last year. The researchers said one thing that was unique was that more than half the money was loaned to African multilateral banks. They said this was likely a form of risk mitigation. Despite this growing risk aversion, the researchers noted China was still lending to 3 major long-time borrowers: Angola, Nigeria, and Egypt. Critics have accused China of ensnaring African countries in debt traps, by which large sums owed to Chinese companies make African governments beholden to Beijing economically and politically. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has widened her lead over Republican rival Donald Trump. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The poll, published on Thursday, showed Harris with 45% support among registered voters, while Trump had 41%. The new Reuters Ipsos poll showed Trump led among white voters and men, both by similar margins as in July. Since President Joe Biden ended his candidacy, Harris has gained ground against Trump. But in the 7 states where the 2020 election was closest, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, and Nevada, Trump had a 45 to 43% lead over Harris in the latest poll.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The World Health Organization on Thursday sought to speed up access to diagnostic tests for Mpox by asking manufacturers to submit their products for an emergency review. A new form of the virus has triggered global concern as it seems to spread easily through routine close contact, prompting the health agency to declare Mpox a global health emergency earlier this month. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.